The most recognized song in the English language, not a shocker, is the birthday song, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. But something that's weird, you may have noticed, Happy Birthday to You isn't so popular in TV or movies. Birthdays on the screen are more often marked with songs that are not the birthday song, like this from The Emperor's New Groove. Or you can be creative and self-referential in not singing Happy Birthday to You, like on this episode of Community.
Do you?
That was weird. How come we only sang the last two words? What happened to the Happy Birthday part?
What did happen to the Happy Birthday part? Why couldn't they sing the whole song? Because they didn't want to pay. The music company Warner Chappell owns the copyright. That means every time anyone wants to use the song, they have to pay a licensing fee, sometimes as high as six figures. But how did they get to own Happy Birthday to You?
This is where it gets complicated.
Very complicated. Jennifer Nelson is a filmmaker working on a documentary about the song. She paid for the rights to use it, and she's suing Warner Chappell to get her money back, arguing the song is part of the public domain, free for anyone to use. At issue here is the history of the song and when it was copyrighted.
In 1893, the Hill sisters, Mildred and Patty Hill, they were kindergarten teachers, and they wrote music for their students. And there was a song called Good Morning to All. And the melody from that song evolved, and the lyrics kind of changed to Happy Birthday to You.
So it started off as Good Morning to You. And then, I guess, however else the lyrics went.
Yep. Good morning, dear children. Good morning to all.
The Hill sisters got the copyright to the song's melody back then, over 100 years ago.
Then Summy, the publisher, copyrighted Good Morning to All. And then later, sometime in the 20s, the Happy Birthday to You lyrics were added to the melody. And the publisher, Summy, copyrighted that.
Then Summy became part of a new company, and in the 80s, Warner Chappell bought them and the rights to the song for $25 million. Since then, Warner Chappell has been charging Hollywood approximately $2 million a year in licensing fees.
The price of the song isn't enough to really hinder you from making the film. It's enough to make you angry, but not enough to prevent you from doing it. So nobody's ever done anything about it.
That is, until now. Nelson and her lawyers argue that the copyright for the song, that's the tune and the lyrics, expired in 1921. Warner Chappell says the copyright that counts is the one obtained in 1935 for arrangements of the song. If that's true, the song will go into public domain eventually, just not yet.
You know, we don't feel that it should belong to anybody at this point. It's over 100 years old. It should be for the people.
NPR reached out to Warner Chappell, but they did not respond to requests for comment. If the music publisher wins, they can keep collecting licensing fees until that copyright expires. If Nelson wins, Happy Birthday to You will be in the public domain. Here's Jennifer Nelson's lawyer, Randall Newman.
I think it's going to set a precedent for this song and other songs that may be claimed to be under copyright, which aren't.
People will be so sick of the Happy Birthday to You song because everybody will get to use it finally.
Nelson says they hope to get a decision by the end of this summer.